T-W-I-L-I-A, Cavitt, C-A-V-I-T-T, 22274. How old are you if you're born in 74, ma'am?
74, you are what?
60?
80.
No, 50. 50 what? 51. She's a 51-year-old, 50-year-old obese woman. O2 dependent, recent hospitalization times two with GI bleed and respiratory failure. The hospital records are pending as far as whether or not she has COPD or low ejection fraction or diastolic dysfunction related to her CHF, period. Nevertheless, she has lupus, renal failure. She dialyzes from a Quinton catheter in her right subclavian vein, period. She's had many catheters in the past, and grafts, but she developed SBE, and this is the only way they've been able to catheterize her at this time. Social, she smokes, she doesn't drink, she lives with her daughter. She has five children. She took care of mentally challenged people, four boys and four girls and one boy, period. She's had two recent hospitalization, records are pending, period. Patient complains of being short of breath. She's obese. She has a hard time getting around, even from couch to the table. She has swelling of the lower extremity, left greater than right. She has renal failure. She also has systemic lupus erythematosus, SLE. She's currently on both Emiran and high-dose prednisone, period. She has air hunger. She has anxiety, difficulty breathing. Family history, mom died of high blood pressure, diabetes, and gout. Doesn't know much about her dad. Allergy, non-vaccination, up to date. Also on review of system, put down shortness of breath, severe weakness. Let's see, medication, prednisone 20 milligram a day, Lipitor 10 milligram a day, Cymbalta 90 milligram a day, Coreg 12.5 milligram twice a day, Seroquel 20 milligram a day, Procardia XL 90 milligram a day, X-Phosphorus 30 milligram a day, Amiran 50 milligram a day, Protonix 40 milligram a day, Neurontin 300 TID, Renbol, R-E-N-B-A-L, 800 milligram twice a day, Tylenol with codeine for pain, Norvasc 5 milligram a day, surgery, mini surgery related to her shunt and the Quinton catheter. No other surgeries reported, period. On exam, 135 over 93, pulse 82, respirations 22, O2 side 99% on 3 liters. This is a 50-year-old obese black woman in respiratory, mild to moderate respiratory distress. Heart pauses, phone pauses, restored lungs, fewer bronchi. It's a 2/6 systolic ejection, murmur noted lungs, or fewer bronchi, abdomen, soft, lower extremity, cannot rule out ascites, lower extremity, ascites, edema, left greater than right. Skin shows decreased turgor, oral mucosa without a lesion. Assessment, 50-year-old woman with respiratory failure. Hospital records are pending, O2 dependency, history of GI bleed, most likely diverticulosis, had both endoscopy and colonoscopy done, history of renal failure times 2.5 years because of her lupus, history of systemic lupus erythematosus, psychiatric issues including depression and anxiety. Patient is short of breath with O2 on board. She uses her nebulizer 4 times a day, suffers from air hunger. As far as her palliative care and hospice care needs, awaiting records. Subsequently, patient dialyzes from a right Quinton catheter, has not been able to handle a graft and or access because of history of related recurrent SBE and infections, period. Blood pressure is controlled with the help of Procardia. Seroquel is controlling her most symptoms of her anxiety, but she still remains in pain. The Tylenol number 3 definitely not doing a good job controlling her symptoms, she tells me. She also has severe debility, shortness of breath, weakness, and rest of findings are pending hospital records. Thank you. Thank you.